Vas zanima, kako nastajajo tajni mednarodni trgovinski sporazumi, kot sta CETA in TTIP?
Možnost A. Elitna zabava na jahti sredi Karibskega otočja.
Ej, a ti kupiš 3/4 deleža v Monsantu, men pa prepustiš vpliv na on rudnik v Romuniji?
Ja, hudo, vse se da zment. Jaz te peljem zraven še na Havaje, na koktejl reception, tam bo tudi Miki. On ima velik vpliv v Arizoni.
Možnost B. V kafkovskih birokratskih labirintih.
12. člen v poglavju 30 o administrativnih in institucionalnih določbah na strani 449 je v protislovju z določilom iz poglavja 51 o ISDS inštitutu. Že 4 ure se ukvarjam z njegovo uskladitvijo.
Naredili bomo isto, kot smo naredili za člen 6 v poglavju 14.
Ok, bom pogledal.
Do februarja se morava prebiti do strani 1400.
Možnost C.
Evropski parlament bo konec oktobra odločal o ratifikaciji prostotrgovinskega sporazuma CETA med Evropsko unijo in Kanado. V tokratnem mnenju o CETI prisluhnimo Lorenzu Ankersmitu, belgijskemu pravniku, ki se ukvarja s trgovinskim in okoljskim pravom. Ankersmit izpostavlja predvsem vprašljivo legalnost arbitražnih sodišč, ki jih predvideva sporazum in ki bi investitorjem omogočila tožbo držav mimo rednega sodnega sistema. Prisluhnimo.
I would like to talk about the legality of new trade agreements that the EU is negotiating and something straightforward the Slovenian government can do about it. These trade deals are currently being negotiated with countries like Canada and the United States, and they contain a controversial mechanism called ISDS, which stands for Investor-State Dispute Settlement. This mechanism has allowed foreign corporations to sue governments over decisions that affect their investment. In the past, Philip Morris has sued the governments of Australia and Uruguay for introducing claim packages that are aimed at protecting health of their citizens. The Swedish company Vattenfall has sued the German government for banning nuclear power and for imposing environmental restrictions on the use of coal-fired power plants. A Canadian mining company has recently sued the Romanian government for not approving a cyanide-based open pit gold mine in Rosia Montagna in Romania, a project that would use 10 times the amount of cyanide currently used in the whole of Europe. ISDS can therefore be used by Canadian and American companies to sue governments, including the Slovenian government, over environmental decision making. While this is bad enough, the system might not even be legal under EU law. The EU treaties give specific powers to the European Court of Justice and to the courts of the member states, including the Slovenian courts. These powers are undermined by ISDS. Instead of going to a Slovenian court, a foreign investor can go to his own court set up by these trade deals. This sidelines our own courts here in Europe. This has already caused judges in Europe to protest, and for judges to protest, well, that's quite extraordinary. The European Association of Judges, representing 44 National Association of Judges, including the Slovenian Association of Judges, have declared their opposition against the system because it might be illegal under EU law. The trade deal with Canada, CETA, is soon going to be ratified in Brussels and in various member states. Soon, therefore, Europe might sign an agreement that violates our own founding treaties. But there is something that governments can do about this. Under the treaties, the member states and the EU institutions can ask the European Court of Justice whether a future international agreement is legal under EU law. This is a very simple procedure that requires the government to send a question to the ECJ. It is free and it's straightforward. So far, no government wants to ask the ECJ such a question because they, or most of the governments in Europe, want CETA to be approved as soon as possible. The Slovenian government is one of the few governments that has openly acknowledged that there is a legal issue with ICS and is willing to go to the ECJ. However, it might not do so in time because the ECJ needs to rule on the issue before CETA is concluded in Brussels. I would therefore urge the Slovenian government to ask the European Court of Justice as soon as possible and that this system is legal in the first place.